The story is told that one day a beggar asked for some change from Alexander the Great. The man was clearly destitute and quite bold and presumptuous in even asking anything from this powerful ruler. Yet the emperor threw him several gold coins. An assistant was flabbergasted at his generosity and commented, "Sir, copper coins would have adequately met the needs of a beggar. Why give him gold coins?" Alexander responded, "Copper coins would suit the beggar's need, but gold coins suit Alexander's giving." We who follow Jesus walk in the way of the King of Kings. The question before us is, what kind of giving suits us as God's children? We are most like God when we extravagantly, lovingly give. Certainly God is extravagantly generous with each one of us. All we have, our life, the cosmos, and everything in it is a generous gift given to us by God. God generously pours into our hearts joy, peace, and love. God generously forgives, heals, and redeems us. God has prepared an extravagant eternal home for each of us where we will enjoy eternal life. For God so loved the world that God gave and gave and gives and will always give. For God so loved the world that God gave Jesus, God's only Son. As Christians, our giving is based on much more than meeting a need. Our giving reveals the nature of God. Our giving should be extravagant. We give because we serve a giving God who is extravagantly generous, the giver of every good gift, and the source of love. We give to reveal God. Our giving renews our souls. Extravagant generosity makes us Christ-like. Pastor Robert Schauff says, "Giving reminds us that our ultimate worth is derived from the assurance that we are children of God, created by God, and infinitely loved by God. God's eternal love revealed in Christ is the source of our self-worth. True happiness and meaning are all found in growing in grace and in the knowledge and love of God. Giving generously reprioritizes our lives and helps us distinguish what is lasting, eternal, of infinite value from what is temporary and untrustworthy. The discipline of generous giving places people on the balcony of life, helping them to look out at a consumerist society with new perspective, better able to see its traps, deceptions, and myths. The practice of generosity is a means by which God builds people up, strengthens their spirit, and equips them to serve God's purposes. Perhaps generosity starts with a holy indifference to one's circumstances. The Apostle Paul, in a chapter entitled "The Joy of Giving," writes, "I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything with the help of Christ who gives me the strength I need." Perhaps what makes Christian generosity extravagant is our giving is not determined by what one has or even by the need. Rather, giving is extravagant because the love of God is flowing through us. Paul knows what all of us should always remember. No matter what, you are a beloved child of God, cherished, forgiven, and redeemed. No matter what, God will wipe away your every tear, heal you, and welcome you into the glorious mansion in heaven where we will enjoy the loving fellowship of the redeemed and God forever. In essence, none of us have anything that truly matters to lose. Therefore, we can give everything generously. Extravagant generosity flourishes from the sharp awareness that the assets, resources, and talents that God entrusts to us supersede any fear of scarcity or any obsession over needs and problems. Pastor Ken Carter tells of a friend who has a daughter that attends a school that has a poor reputation and is run down. Many complain about that school. His friend clearly has the means to send his daughter to any school. If they chose for their daughter to remain in a school that is run down with a poor reputation, and she is flourishing there, Ken asked his friend, "Why?" He responded, "It's not the external circumstances in which we place our children, but the faith we give them that really matters. Besides, perhaps her attending, our involvement and giving will help the other children. Our self-worth is not defined by externals, by our house, toys, degrees, perks, job, achievements, what school we attend. Our self-worth is infinitely valuable because we are God's children. We are empowered by God. We do not give from a view of scarcity. Rather, we give out of the abundance of God's love and blessings. Giving that suits us, heirs of God, renews us." Martin Luther said, "Every Christian needs to experience three conversions: a conversion of the heart, a conversion of the mind, and a conversion of the purse." Pastor Robert Schaus says, "Generosity describes the Christian's unselfish willingness to give in order to make a positive difference for the purpose of Christ. Extravagant generosity describes practices of sharing and giving that exceed all expectations and extend to unexpected measures. Fruitful congregations thrive because of extraordinary sharing, willing sacrifice, and joyous giving out of love for God and neighbor. Such churches focus on the abundance of God's grace and emphasize the Christian need to give rather than the church's need for money. A Christian is driven to be generous by a high sense of mission and a keen desire to please God by making a positive difference in the world." The Apostle Paul says that generosity is a fruit of the Spirit, and you will be enriched in every way for your great generosity. Generosity renews the soul and reflects the nature of God. Generosity is an aspect of character. The opposite of generosity is selfishness, self-centeredness, greed, and being self-absorbed. Generosity is freely giving of time, self, love, and money. How you use your resources either honors or dishonors God. The Bible has an abundance of stories encouraging us to be extravagantly generous. We are to give our very best, our first fruits to God. Jesus praises the poor widow who gave all she had, her two coins. Jesus warns us not to place our trust in earthly possessions with the parable of the farmer who kept building bigger and bigger barns to store his crops. Jesus asked, "The things you have attained, whose will they be?" Jesus warns, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." The rich young ruler was exceedingly sad because he loved his possessions, making him unable to sell them, so he never discovered the joy of giving to the poor. Jesus told of three servants entrusted with various talents to illustrate God's desire for the faithful to use what has been given to them productively. The steward who fearfully buries his talent for safekeeping is rebuked. How you use what God has given to you matters to God. Jesus chastised the religious leaders for tithing while neglecting to give justice, grace, and love to others. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, was so renewed by his dinner with Jesus that he gave his wealth to the poor and those that he wronged. The parable of the Good Samaritan reveals how we are to be extraordinarily generous. The Samaritan binds up the wounds of the stranger, takes him to an inn, pays for the stranger's care, and commits himself to provide for the long-term well-being of a stranger. The Samaritan's generosity, like Christ's compassion, knows no bounds. Beyond all the teachings and parables, we see God's generosity in Jesus willingly dying on the cross for our sins. God's self-giving is always extravagant, life-changing, and joyous. We are encouraged to give not out of what we have, rather out of our heart that has and is being filled with the love of Jesus. An 80-year-old man was working hard to plant a very small young tree. His friend asked, "What kind of tree is that?" Smiling, he replied, "It's a peach tree, and I love to eat peaches." His friend said, "You're a crazy old fool. You'll never live to enjoy a single peach from that tree." Undeterred, the man replied, "I have been able to enjoy peaches all my life because someone before me planted peach trees. And so I am planting this peach tree for somebody else to enjoy the fruit of this tree in the future." All of us are recipients of grace upon grace. We are all the beneficiaries of those who came before us, who were renewed by the generosity of Christ enough to give graciously so that we could experience the truth of Christ for ourselves. What gifts are you giving for generations to come? Those who practice extravagant generosity have a God-given vision to plant trees whose fruit they will never taste. The story is told of a little girl who was orphaned and sadly living on the street. A young lady found her, fed her, listened to her story, and finally was able to adopt her. And the little girl was overjoyed by the generosity of this lady. And one night she was thanking her because she had a full stomach and a warm bed and now had a house. And she was thanking her for her care and love and then asked, "Are you God?" Her generosity revealed God. Her compassion and giving made her God with skin on. Copper coins would meet the need, but gold coins suit the giving of a generous king. When we practice extravagant generosity, we reveal God, and to this world and every person, we let them know that they matter to God. Practicing extravagant generosity renews our soul, enabling us to radiate resurrection life, love, and joy. Practice giving so your generosity suits you, an heir of our eternal God. Amen.